Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 2nd, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Last week, we mentioned that Google's Project Zero disclosed websites that were able to install malware on iOS devices just by visiting the site. Now, Forbes reports that, according to sources, those sites were also targeting Google's Android and Microsoft's Windows OSs. TechCrunch and Forbes both cite sources that say these efforts were designed to target the Chinese Uyghur minority community. Since these sites were indexed by Google, some non-Uyghur users also installed the malware on devices, prompting the FBI to reportedly ask Google to remove them from its index. On September 1st, the Trump administration placed 15% tariffs on $112 billion worth of Chinese imports, including agricultural goods, clothing, and some tech products. Smartwatches, e-cigarettes, cameras, TVs, and lithium-ion batteries were all to be subject to the new tariffs. China responded with a rollout of $75 billion in tariffs on U.S. goods, including a resumption of a 25% duty on U.S. cars set to go into effect December 15th. The U.S. cited unfair trade practices from China as the reason for the tariffs. Politico and Bloomberg both cite an anonymous source saying Google has agreed to pay the U.S. FTC between $150 and $200 million following an investigation of claims that YouTube violated the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act by collecting personal information about minors and using it for targeted ads without getting consent from parents. The FTC voted 3-2 to approve a settlement, which now goes to the Justice Department for review. The iOS app Zhao was published to China's App Store on August 30th and quickly became the most downloaded app on the store by September 1st. The app allows users to do deepfake-style face swaps with a variety of video clips of celebrities and sports stars using images collected on a smartphone. The app's user agreement sparked privacy concerns, however, as it allows Zhao to use a user's image for marketing purposes and surrenders the intellectual property rights to their face. On June 20th, Apple announced a voluntary recall of 2015 MacBook Pros with Retina display due to a fire risk from overheating batteries. The recall covers some, but not all, MacBook Pros sold between September 2015 and February 2017. This week, airlines started to take notice. Virgin Australia announced that all 15-inch MacBook Pros, regardless of the model number, must not be put in checked luggage. Qantas said its policy further requires the laptop to be switched off during the flight. Thai Airways and Singapore Airlines will not allow the laptops on flights at all until the batteries have been verified as safe or replaced, and TUI Group Airlines, Thomas Cook Airlines, Air Italy, and Air Transat have all prohibited affected air laptops as well. Apple also announced a new screen replacement program for Apple Watch Series 2 and 3. The company said that under very rare circumstances, a crack can form on the rounded corner of aluminum models that slowly continues around the device. Owners can get a new screen from an Apple store or an authorized service provider from up to 1 year from the start of the program or up to 3 years from date of purchase, whichever is longer. A new feature rolling out to Google's G Suite and Hangouts chat will warn users when someone they're about to send an email or a message to is away or on vacation. A banner will appear at the bottom of the Compose panel or chat window to let senders know when there's an out-of-office time block on a calendar, and also when the recipient will be back. AMD Senior Vice President Forrest Norrod said the company's Secure Encrypted Virtualization, or SEV, on its EPYC server platform was derived from AMD's work on semi-custom silicon for the PS4 and Xbox One. SEV uses an ARM secure coprocessor embedded within the x86 chip to cryptographically isolate virtual machines from themselves and the hypervisor, theoretically allowing a user to trust a cloud-hosted VM that cannot be accessed by the cloud provider themselves. AMD's semi-custom silicon for game consoles uses 16 keys in cryptographic isolation to prevent piracy without impacting performance, while current generation EPYC chips support up to 509 keys on the coprocessor. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's Twitter account was hacked on the afternoon of August 30th, sending out tweets roughly 10 minutes before being taken down, with Twitter confirming the hack at 4:05 p.m. Eastern Time and advising that it had been resecured. The group behind the effort appears to be the same group that targeted YouTube celebrities on Twitter last week. The compromised tweets came from CloudHopper, a company acquired by Twitter in 2010, that allows you to send tweets by texting 40404 to the number linked to your Twitter account. Twitter's official account later stated the phone number associated with the account was compromised due to security oversight by the mobile provider. And finally, a study by Counterpoint Research found that since Q3 2018, Nokia led all Android OEMs with 96% of phones sold either running or updated to Android 9 Pie. Nokia was also cited as the fastest to issue software updates, with 94% of phones updated within a year of the latest Android launch. Samsung came in second with 89% of devices updated, followed by Xiaomi with 84% and Huawei with 82%. Lenovo came in a distant fifth with just 43% of devices running Android 9, while LG ran the latest version of Android on just 16% of devices sold in this time span. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.